Chapter 2. Soon, Miranda's cows were fat, and they gave more milk than the neighbors' cows. The river was full of fish, too. Miranda was very happy. After a year, it was time for Bella to leave, and Miranda was sad.
Before you leave, there's something you must do,
she said.
Take this bucket to the river and fill it with water. Then bring it to me, but don't spill any of it.
There were small holes at the bottom of the bucket. Bella tried again and again, but the water spilled every time.
It's impossible to fill this bucket with water.
Suddenly, some birds appeared. They dropped leaves into the bucket and covered the holes.
I give these birds food every day. Now they're helping me.
Bella filled the bucket with water and took it home. This time, she didn't spill any water.
You're an intelligent girl, said Miranda. Now you must do something else. Keep these two balls of wool in your hands.
Why?
Asked Bella.
Take them to the river and hold them near the water until the black wool in your right hand becomes white, and the white wool in your left hand becomes black,
said Miranda. Bella took the wool to the river. She waited a long time, but the wool didn't change color. Suddenly, something pulled the balls of wool, and they started to open. There were hundreds of fish around the wool. The fish made two new balls of wool in the water. Then they put the white ball into Bella's right hand and the black ball into her left hand. When Bella returned to the house with the wool, Miranda was very surprised.
That's incredible,
she said.
You're intelligent. Now there's one more thing you must do. Take the wool and make a coat for me.
That's impossible,
thought Bella.
How can I make a coat with only two balls of wool?
Suddenly, the cats appeared. They started to pull at the wool, and it became longer and longer.
The cats are helping me. Now there's sufficient wool to make the coat,
thought Bella happily. When the coat was finished, Miranda was surprised.
That's a beautiful coat,
she said.
Now I must pay you for your hard work. Go upstairs and look in my cupboard. You'll find two boxes. Choose one of the boxes for yourself, but don't open it until you arrive home.
Bella found the two boxes. There was a beautiful gold box and a smaller old black box.
Miranda isn't rich,
thought Bella.
I mustn't take her beautiful gold box. I'll take the black one.
When Bella came downstairs with the black box, Miranda smiled.
You're a good girl,
she said.
Now go home quickly.
Bella returned home with the black box, and her mother was angry.
We need money,
Not a stupid old box. You can keep it.
Bella took the box to her room and opened it. A bright light shone from it, and Bella saw that it was full of diamonds and jewels. Megan saw the jewels from the door. She was very jealous.
I'll work on that farm too,
she thought.
I'll get more jewels than my sister.
Megan prepared her bags and went to talk to her mother.
I'm leaving tomorrow,
she said.
I'll return in a year with a lot of money for us.